together from remote galaxies are 13 of the most sinister villains of all time, the Legion of Doom, dedicated to a single objective, the conquest of the universe. Only one group dares to challenge this intergalactic threat, the Super Friends. Justice League of America versus the Legion of Doom. This is the Challenge of the Super Friends.
Swamp, hidden beneath its murky waters, lies the headquarters of the most sinister villains of all time. The Legion of Doom.
The meeting will come to order. The Legion of Doom is now in session. It is the purpose of the Legion to align our infamous forces against the powers of good and defeat them, leaving us, the rulers of the world. To do this, we have gathered together the 13 most ruthless villains on Earth, the frigid Captain Cold, the sinister mind of Sinestro, the awesome Bizarro and Solomon Grundy, the cunning Cheetah, and the super intelligent computer android Brainiac, Black Manta, and Grodd the Gorilla, the Toy Man, and the humorous but sinister Riddler, the feminine yet ferocious Giganta, and the hideous Scarecrow. Not to mention the evil genius and brilliant leadership of myself, Lex Luthor. Our first act of villainy will be of the greatest importance to us all, because in a short while, any and all resistance to the Legion of Doom will crumble. My dream machine is programmed to seek out the sleeping minds of our archenemies, the Super Friends, and subject them to our will. We will control their dreams, making our dreams come true.
Cheetah and me take care of second phase plan. Put end to Super Friends for all and once.
How perfectly wonderful.
Now to put my foolproof scheme into action.
Meanwhile, at the Daily Planet building in Metropolis, Clark Kent, a mild-mannered reporter who is really Superman, sleeps at his desk, unaware of the danger that is about to strike. Moments later, at the Fort Knox Gold Reserve.
Hey, what's that?
Why, it's Superman.
All Superman, we have orders to stop anyone who attempts to pass.
Stop! Put it down!
Hold it, Superman. No one gets into the gold vault.
someone's broken through the outer vault. Quick, activate the force field. I don't believe it. It's Superman.
Excellent. My dream machine is working perfectly. Now it will seek out the minds of Batman and Robin, wherever they are.
Moments later, at the estate of Bruce Wayne, alias Batman, another sinister nightmare is about to unfold. Later, in Washington, D.C., yet another strange crime is about to take place at the United States Mint.
What's going on? Who started the presses?
It's Batman and Robin.
This is federal property, Batman. Leave, or we'll have to arrest you.
Luthor's dream machine causes the Super Friends to continue their incredible crimes. In London, where Flash steals the crown jewels in a millionth of a second. In Egypt, where Black Vulcan removes the ageless treasures of King Sauron's tomb. In Paris, where Wonder Woman lassos the world's most valuable paintings.
Super Friends are at our mercy.
Your plan is working perfectly, Luthor.
And best still to come.
The following morning, at the Hall of Justice.
Superman, Batman, Robin, thank goodness you're here.
We came as soon as we got word of the emergency session.
What's the situation?
It may not seem like much, but it started with an incredible dream I had last night.
No more strange, I'm sure, than the one I had. I dreamt I robbed Fort Knox.
That's interesting. I dreamt Robin and I looted the U.S. Mint.
Holy coincidences, Batman. I had the same dream.
It seems we all had criminal dreams last night. But when we arrived at the Hall of Justice this morning, we discovered something that turned our dreams into nightmares.
Looks like none of us did too much sleeping last night after all.
Super Friends, calls have been coming in from all over the globe accusing you of stealing the world's greatest treasures. I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to turn yourselves in to police headquarters.
We'd better do as he says. If we don't, we'll be guilty in the eyes of the entire world.
Until we figure out what's going on, we have no choice. Let's go.
Later, at police headquarters.
I realize you can easily break out of here, Super Friends, so I'm relying on your personal integrity not to.
But you can't keep us here. We've got to try to find out what's happened.
What's happened is simple. The Super Friends have committed crimes and must pay for them like any other common criminal.
But, Chief, with all of the Super Friends in jail, there'll be no one to stop the world's crime.
Batman guess right, but him not guess me Bizarro with Luthor device to change voice. Now me press button, fix you.
It's some sort of mind control. I can't move a muscle.
Green Lantern, no worry. Won't matter where all you going on one-way doomsday trip to nowhere.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
Just as I told you, the Super Friends were no match for our combined evil genius.
It's time for us all to go to the Hall of Justice and turn it into the Hall of Injustice.
With the Justice League computers at our disposal, we'll start a reign of crime the likes of which the world has never known.
Can the Super Friends escape before they collide with the sun? Will the Legion of Doom succeed in taking over the world? Stay tuned and see in the exciting conclusion of The Challenge of the Super Friends.
Hotfoot Batman, we're getting closer to the sun.
At the rate we're traveling, we've only got a few minutes left.
And without the use of my muscles, my super strength is useless.
Later, at the Hall of Justice, the Legion of Doom has taken over.
Now that Superman and his super fools are gone for good, we can put phase two of our plan into works.
With Luther's brilliant mutation device hooked up to the Super Friends computer, the Justice League satellite will beam its rays all over the world.
Turn all Earth people into bizarros and cheaters.
And all of them working for our evil purposes.
Across the earth, the strange ray instantly transforms everyone it touches into bizarros and cheetahs.
About this.
Of the Justice League computer crime files, everyone is automatically programmed to commit the most profitable robberies.
Well, what we have here look like Bizarro have new friends. Soon Earth be like Bizarro World.
Meanwhile, deep in space.
If this cell wasn't yellow, I could use my lantern ring.
This muscle ray of Luther's seems impossible to escape.
If there were only some way to stop it.
There may be, Robin. My telescopic vision has picked up a meteor headed in our direction.
If we can figure a way to align a collision course with the meteor, we may be able to knock the ray device out of commission.
Luther's ray has frozen my muscles, but not my mind. I can still telepathically control my magic lasso.
Careful, Wonder Woman. One small miscalculation, and we could be showered all over space.
Nice work, Wonder Woman.
Superman, Robin and I will head back to the Hall of Justice. The rest of you check for the whereabouts of the Legion of Doom.
Now to get us home.
Later at the Hall of Justice.
We'd better check the Justice League computer and find out what the Legion of Doom has been up to.
Look, dozens of bizarros and cheetahs.
So that's what they've been up to. An entire army of villains to do their evil bidding.
Probably the aftermath of another Luthor device. I'll take care of this mess. You two go to the Batcave and see if you can find a way to change these people back to normal.
Right, Superman.
Better clean up your act, friend. That should hold you for a while. Now to contact the other super friends and alert them to the problem.
All over the world, the super friends desperately attempt to capture Cheetah and Bizarro-faced citizens who continue to commit crimes of all descriptions. Meanwhile, deep within the Batcave,
the Batcomputer has just about figured out how to reverse the effects of Luthor's device, Robin.
We're running low on power, Batman. I'd better tell Alfred to bring us another nuclear power pack.
You called, sir?
Alfred.
Alfred Bizarro, to be exactly. Now, me got little surprise for you. Hope you like. Said Batmobile autopilot take you both straight to Devil's Cliff and straight off edge.
Holy Houdini, Batman! We'll never get out in time!
I've got to reach my Batmobile remote control.
There are only seconds left.
Almost. Almost.
Too late. Got it.
Later, at the Hall of Justice.
Finally, after all these years, the super friends are gone, and no one can stand in our way.
I'm so rich now, I don't know what to do with it all.
What's green and black and is the most treasured thing on Earth? Me!
Later, after freeing themselves from their perilous trap, Batman and Robin use their Batmobile mini-computer to finish the computations they started in the Batcave.
According to this printout, we've got to reverse the polarity of the Justice League satellite in order to reverse the effects of Luthor's mutation ray.
Good work, Robin. I'll beam the message to Superman.
I understand, Batman. I'll take care of it.
Instantly, Superman streaks into space, making the necessary adjustments to the Justice League satellite. All over the world, the counterfeit Bizarros and Cheetahs are transformed back to normal.
Superman to Batman, ready to put Plan 2 into action.
Roger. The Super Friends and I will meet you outside the Hall of Justice at midnight.
Later that night, at the Hall of Justice.
Okay, you all know what to do.
Let's go.
More Bizarros and Cheetahs have arrived.
Excellent. Let them in.
Put the money over there.
With all the wealth of the world and no super friends to stop us, we'll rule the earth forever.
Yes again, Luthor.
Super friends!
You're right this time, Luthor. And we're here to put an end to the Legion of Doom.
Let's get up.
You puny super friends are no match for us.
Looks like you're out.
I'd better lock the escape-proof doors.
You'll have to deal with me first, Wonder Woman.
I think the Cheetah will be tied up for a while.
Okay, Bizarro. The game is over.
Game no done yet, Batman. Me strongest man in world. You not get away now.
Holy metallurgy, Batman. We're trapped.
Don't worry, Robin. A mere Bizarro trick isn't enough to stop Batman. Now to stop Bizarro with a little bat trick. What's the matter, Bizarro?
can't even punch your way out of a plastic bag?
Not so fast, Super Friends. My dream machine stopped you before. It'll stop you again.
That's an excellent idea, Luthor. Only this time we'll use it on the Legion of Doom. Okay, supervillains, off you go directly to jail. Later, at the Hall of Justice.
If it weren't for some brilliant teamwork, the Legion of Doom might have ended the Super Friends in one short stroke.
But instead, we put the entire Legion behind bars.
That's what you think, super fools. I was prepared for just such an emergency. My dream machine was programmed to be ineffective against the Legion of Doom. We're already back at the Hall of Doom, planning our next sinister mission. And this time, nothing will stop us.
Give it up, Luthor. You failed this time, and you'll fail every time you try to triumph over justice. And the Super Friends. Together from remote galaxies are 13 of the most sinister villains of all time, the Legion of Doom, dedicated to a single objective, the conquest of the universe. Only one group dares to challenge this intergalactic threat, the Super Friends. The Justice League of America versus the Legion of Doom. This is the Challenge of the Super Friends. Within the boundaries of their treacherous swamp, the Legion of Doom is in session once again, formulating sinister plans that will threaten the entire Earth.
I'm tired of these unimaginative plans for wealth and power. Have I joined the Legion of Doom or the Legion of Fools?
Silence, Grodd, or you'll find out just how evil this Legion can be. One of us has devised a new and deadly scheme that will satisfy even you, Ape-Man, Captain Cold.
I've recently been in contact with the Therians, an advanced civilization of beings from the planet Venus. I've convinced them to work with the Legion of Doom to help solve both of our problems. Brace yourselves, everyone, and watch this.
Men, listen carefully. We need your help to change the environment of your planet, making it more suitable to our life form. Your atmosphere must be hotter and wetter, and there must be more vegetation like our planet Venus. This will enable us to invade Earth and colonize it. Your Legion of Doom will then be given full control over all Earth beings.
Excellent plan, Cold, except for one small problem. The Super Friends.
Captain Cold has told us of the Super Friends. Once you have handled your end of the bargain, we will take care of them with ease. Do not
fail us.
We won't fail, because the Super Friends will be assisting us in our plan.
And because Sinestro and myself will be ready with phase 2 and 3 of the plan.
I couldn't have expressed it better, Black Manta.
Our devastating little scheme will begin with my freeze ray. With this giant freeze ray, I'll start the world's next ice age.
Without warning, Captain Cold strikes with his giant ray, freezing Washington, D.C. San Francisco. New York. File at the Hall of Justice.
Looks like the Justice League Trouble Alert has picked up something.
Holy iceberg! San Francisco is frozen solid.
And so is New York. But that's impossible.
No, it isn't, Superman. And if I turn up the satellite magnifier, I think you'll see why. Just as I suspected, it's my archenemy, Captain Cold, with another of his icy gadgets. It shouldn't be too hard to defrost his plans. My super speed will create a vacuum beneath his freeze ray and suck it to the ground.
Well, look who's arrived in a flash. I've been expecting you and waiting to give you this.
Captain Cold's freeze ray is lowering my temperature to absolute zero. I've got to speed up my molecules and melt the ice.
I expected as much from you, Flash, but are you prepared for this?
Great Wings of Mercury, I've got to stop that falling building before it shatters into a million pieces.
Within the span of a heartbeat, Flash speeds over the Brooklyn Bridge, unraveling its cable supports and tying them to the top of the falling skyscraper.
These cables should act as a shock absorber and pull the building back upright. Now to catch Captain Cold before he has a chance to play any more of his chilling tricks. I've got you now, Captain Cold.
That's what you think, Flash. By the time you find the real me, I'll be home free.
Well, at least I've stopped him for the moment. Now to defrost the cities he's frozen.
Using his hyper speed to create tremendous friction, Flash melts away the ice from the frozen cities, unaware of the great quantities of steam that are filling the atmosphere. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom.
Thanks to those super fools, our plans are succeeding with cold and calculated precision.
Exactly. And now, it's time for Black Matter to put the next phase into operation.
Later, at the Hall of Justice.
Now that Flash has defrosted the last of Captain Cold's frozen cities, the rest of the day should be relatively calm.
I don't think so, Superman. Look!
It's the Pacific Ocean, and it's on fire!
That's right, Wonder Woman. And I say it.
Black Manta, I should have known you'd be responsible for such a fiendish act.
Of course, Aquaman. And I might have known you'd be fool enough to try to stop me.
And stop him is just what I'll do. I've got to figure out a way to put these flames out. It's the Manta ship!
Thanks, Ares. I've got Aquaman right where I want him.
Black Manta's trying to ram me.
Now, to dethrone the king of the sea.
He's gaining on me. I've got to jump for it.
was too close for comfort, but I know how to stop the Manta ship for good. This rusted anchor and chain will do the trick. That's right, Black Manta. And now I'm going to stop you.
If you say so, Aquaman. But if you try to stop me, that poor Harry Lyland will be burned to a crisp. The choice is yours, Aquaman.
There is no choice, Manta. I'll take care of you later.
Using his aquatic telepathy, Aquaman commands hundreds of large sea creatures to form a gigantic wave which drenches the flaming ocean.
Great Neptune! That giant wave is headed toward the coast.
In a desperate attempt to put out the flames, Aquaman's giant wave does more than he intended, drenching dozens of coastlines and flooding inland areas.
Congratulations, Captain Cold. Your sinister plan is working perfectly.
It's not how you play the game, Toy Man. It's how you win.
Earthmen, you have done well so far. Soon you will be rewarded. But first, you must finish your part of the plan so we can turn your Earth into Venus too and invade.
As the evil Furians from the planet Venus continue their plans for the conquest of Earth, the Super Friends are still baffled by the sinister acts of the Legion of Doom.
That's right, Super Friends. I handled the fire, but the wave I created drenched all the coastlines in the Western Hemisphere.
Don't worry, Aquaman. We can... Holy, multiple emergencies. What now?
Warning, Super Friends. Planetary emergency. Six radioactive comets are on a direct collision course with Earth.
Three potential disasters in one day. There is obviously a plan behind them.
And if my hunch is right, there's a certain super villain behind those comets. Just as I suspected, the work of my old adversary, Sinestro. Keep an eye out for any more of the Legion of Doom's tricks. I'll take care of Sinestro. I fought up with the comets, but there's no sign of Sinestro.
That's because I'm over here, green fool. I was hiding in the antimatter universe of Quar, but now it's your turn to vanish.
I'm trapped in one of Sinestro's yellow powering devices.
That's right, Green Lantern. My gyroscopic transporter will spin you right out of the universe.
I've been transported out of the physical universe. My power ring has no effect on anything yellow. Great Guardians, the speed of Sinestro's gyro changed the wavelength of the yellow light to blue. Now my power ring can reverse the gyro and bring me back.
Only got seconds to stop those comets before they smash into the Earth. Power ring won't work on these yellow comets. I'll have to move the Earth out of the way.
Excellent, Green Lantern. You're playing right into our trap.
Later, at the Hall of Justice.
Nice work, Green Lantern. You saved the Earth just in time.
The Earth isn't saved yet. According to the computer, our efforts to stop the Legion of Doom have greatly affected the world's environment.
Wonder Woman's right. The ice I melted evaporated into a dense layer of steam blanketing the Earth. It's raising the Earth's humidity to a dangerous level.
And because of Aquaman's tidal wave, the land surfaces are damper, causing an increase in wild vegetation.
And that's not all.
Green Lantern moved the Earth a few degrees off its normal orbit, making the temperature rise still higher.
All of these combined factors are causing a chain reaction that's making the problem multiply.
It's as if we've been responsible for what's happening.
We've obviously been tricked by some sort of diabolical plan of the Legion of Doom. But why?
Perhaps the Justice League computer has the answer.
All data has been analyzed. The changes in the Earth's environment are all leading toward the same outcome. The Earth is constantly becoming more like Venus.
Venus? It doesn't make sense.
There's no time to think about it. The trouble alert indicates that the new weather conditions are creating worldwide problems. We've got to act fast.
Using their individual superpowers, the Super Friends assist the populace of the world, averting terrible disasters. While far away at the Hall of Doom...
You have done well, Earthlings. Your planet's atmosphere is now capable of supporting our Therian life forms. We will now commence with our invasion plans.
Later, at the Hall of Justice...
This problem with the Earth's atmosphere is getting out of hand.
We've got to figure out once and for all where the Legion of Doom is hiding and find out what they're up to.
I can answer your questions, Super Earth beings. Your so-called Legion of Doom offered to change the atmosphere so we could make your Earth a Therian colony. In return, they asked only that we allow them to rule all Earthlings and that we put an end to you, the Super Friends.
I'm afraid the Legion of Doom didn't tell you just how tough that's going to be.
Our force field is quite remarkable, Superman. Nothing can penetrate it, which is why we're giving it to you as a gift. You'll be entombed in the Hall of Justice forever!
Holy impenetrability, we'll never get out of here!
Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C.,
congratulations, my fellow villains. We've finally succeeded. The Super Friends are as good as gone.
And with the help of my android copies of the presidents and generals of the world's largest countries, we'll soon be ruling the world.
Nothing we have tried has had any effect on the force field.
The Furian was right. It's impossible to escape.
Warning, Super Friends. This is a global emergency alert. Further analysis indicates that unless the change in the Earth's atmosphere is reversed within 15 minutes, the damage will be irreversible and the Earth will become like Venus forever.
It looks like the Earth is in as bad a predicament as we are.
Maybe not, Wonder Woman. I've got an idea that may get us out of here and stop the Furians at the same time. My power ring may not be able to penetrate this Furian force field, but it will work inside of it.
Green Lantern used his power ring to turn us all invisible.
Exactly, Superman. Now all we have to do is tell the Justice League computer to send the Furian leader a tricky little message.
Now to radio Venus Base One and begin colonization. I'm picking up some sort of transmission.
Justice League computer to Super Friends. I have found a flaw in the Furian force field.
Flaw? That's impossible. They've escaped. They must have been a miscalculation in the power structure. I won't make the same mistake next time.
There isn't going to be any next time.
Now it's time we took care of our three-headed invader.
My neutron eraser will stop you.
Now to back to Venus, where you came from.
We've got to hurry. There's only minutes left to save the Earth.
While the Legion of Doom is accomplishing their sinister plans, the Super Friends try desperately to escape the Furian force field. With lightning speed, the Super Friends span the globe, correcting the damage caused by the Legion of Doom, returning the Earth to its normal, healthy environment.
Those meddling Super Friends are changing the weather conditions back to normal.
It looks like our Furian fools must have bungled their job.
It doesn't matter. We can handle it from here on. My androids are now taking control.
That's what you think, Brainiac.
Super Friends.
Your androids are permanently out of order.
But we just saw you on the view screen changing the weather.
We transmitted a videotaped replay of ourselves.
For the last hour, we've been putting an end to your android doubles. And now we're going to put an end to you.
Solomon Grundy, stop you. Solomon Grundy stronger than Super Friends. I got you, Superman!
But not for long, you overgrown swamp rat.
That should keep you two for a while.
You won't stop this so easily, Super Freak.
Wonder Woman, my power ring has no effect on it.
It's not immune to my magic lasso. Now to toss the other end onto Sinestro.
Looks like Sinestro is caught in his own trap.
Now to take care of Captain Cold in a fraction of a second.
That's what you think, Flash. My super cold ray will freeze you into oblivion.
You ought to aim better, Captain Cold. You just zapped yourself.
Well, that about takes care of the Legion of Doom.
Not yet, Superman. I've always got another ingenious plan up my sleeve. You'll never catch the Legion of Doom.
Maybe for now, Luthor, but we will catch you. You'll never escape justice as long as there are Super Friends. Together from remote galaxies are 13 of the most sinister villains of all time, the Legion of Doom, dedicated to a single objective, the conquest of the universe. Only one group dares to challenge this intergalactic threat, the Super Friends. Justice League of America versus the Legion of Doom. This is the Challenge of the Super Friends. Deep within a bleak and dismal bog, the wild swamp creatures are not alone.
For beneath the murky waters, the Hall of Doom houses wild creatures of an even more sinister nature.
Solomon Grundy, tired of stupid plans. Take care of Super Friends myself. And crush them.
Silence. Individually, we have failed to stop the Super Friends. Only by combining our forces will we be assured to put an end to them. An outcome for which Brainiac has devised a perfect plan.
Precisely, Luthor. My flawless computerized mind has devised a brilliant scheme that will rid us of the Super Friends and have the world paying us for doing it. At this very moment, Wonder Woman, Hawkman, and Black Vulcan are helping to repair one of NASA's orbiting space stations. With the three of them isolated in space, my cloaking device will make the Earth appear to vanish.
Right, Brainiac! And after that's accomplished, my phony distress message will lead them deep into space and to my sinister planet of Toy Trap!
That should be fun, Toy Man, but not as much fun as I'll have, using my super riddles to lead the other super friends on a wild goose chase that will send them right out of the universe!
It's time we put our ingenious plan into action.
As the Legion of Doom begins its sinister scheme, Brainiac's incredible device encircles the Earth with its strange waves, making it appear to vanish from the universe. Meanwhile, in orbit around the moon,
well, that finishes up the repairs.
Thanks, Super Friends. The space program owes you its gratitude.
You're quite welcome, and have a pleasant journey.
I think it's time we journeyed back to Earth.
Great Hera, look!
The Earth, it's gone! That's impossible! How could an entire planet just disappear?
I don't know, but we've got to try to contact the other Super Friends. Wonder Woman to Hall of Justice, can you read me?
Wonder Woman, I can barely read you.
It's Superman.
Earth in Sector 721. Need help. Must get...
Those super fools are falling right into my trap!
Sounds like he's in trouble.
But it doesn't make sense. Sector 721 is light years away. How could the Earth possibly get there?
There's no time to question it now. Let's go.
Everything's going just as planned. Now to reverse the cloaking device.
It won't be long now before Toy Man does some toying of his own with our three super friends.
Later, trillions of miles into space.
I don't understand. This is where the distress call came from.
And there's no sign of the Earth or Superman.
Hold it. You feel that strange pulling?
Yes, we're falling into that area of black space.
Great Hera, it's a black hole.
The gravity's incredible. There's no way to pull free.
As Black Vulcan, Wonder Woman, and Hawkman disappear into the mysterious black hole in space, they are pulled through an incredible warp of light and dimension. A strange planet deep within the center of the black hole.
Where in the Milky Way are we?
We must be in the heart of the black hole.
Like the calm center of a hurricane.
Maybe we can contact Superman and the others. Hawkman to Superman. It's dead. The radio waves can't escape the gravity of the black hole.
There must be a way out of this black death trap. No use.
Even in the form of light, I can't penetrate the gravity field.
I suggest we take a tour of this planet and find out what's happening. Come on.
Those three super kids won't exactly have fun when they play with the toys on this remote-controlled artificial planet. And the game is about to begin.
Look, the lights just went on in that strange town up ahead.
There may be a clue there as to how we can get off this planet.
Let's check it out. There's no sign of life anywhere.
It's like a ghost town in space.
I have a strange feeling about this place.
How intuitive, Wonder Woman! You'll feel even stranger in a moment.
Great lightning! What's that?
It looks like a giant pinball, and it's headed right for us.
It's too hard to fly in this heavy gravity. Come on!
Wonder Woman.
Wait, look. Wonder Woman's inside that pinball.
We've got to get out of its path.
That was close. We've got to get Wonder Woman out of there.
But first, we'll have a little flipper action.
This may be just the brick we need to get out of here.
If my instincts are correct, this must be the work of the Toy Man.
If you're right, we've got to find a way out of here. But how?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice...
I'm sorry, Superman, but Wonder Woman, Black Vulcan, and Hawkman left hours ago. We haven't heard from them since.
They should have reported in. Something must have happened to them.
We better take the...
Attention, Super Fools!
The Riddler.
Right, Batman. And I'll bet you're wondering where your three friends are.
I might have known you and the Legion of Doom would be behind this.
Brilliant deduction, that brains. But will you be able to figure out my riddles as easily?
Never mind the games, Riddler. Where are they?
You'll have to figure that out for yourselves. And here's your first riddle clue. 1,000,000 years ago, it was just a trickle. And if you don't hurry, your friends won't be worth one plugged nickel.
Holy mind benders. What does it mean, Batman?
I'm not sure, Robin. A trickle? Water? A stream? That's it. 1,000,000 years ago, it was a trickling stream. But now it's the Grand Canyon.
Good thinking, Batman. I'll plug it into the Justice League computer and see what we come up with.
According to this printout, there's an abandoned nickel mine at the bottom of the canyon.
That must be our target. Let's go. Instantly, the Super Friends streak into the night sky. Arriving shortly at their destination in the Grand Canyon. We've searched the entire mine shaft. There's nothing.
Let's check topside. There might be a clue in the canyon.
We've got those super freaks right where we want them.
Now we'll seal them into the Grand Canyon in a grand manner.
Holy tremors, what's that?
Feels like an avalanche.
And it's caving in the mine shaft.
Back the cave-in.
Now to slow those super friends down even more.
As Black Manta releases releases millions of tons of water into the canyon. The Super Friends are unaware that the deadly tidal wave is rapidly headed toward their unprotected mine shaft.
Just a little bit longer, Superman.
Great Scott! The shaft's flooding!
My power ring should get us out of here.
Yes, let's go.
Looks like the Legion of Doom is having good sport with us.
That's putting it mildly, Batman. Look!
If you think that was tough, then tighten your belt and find your next clue before you all melt.
The Riddler's clues are getting harder, and we're losing time.
At least he never lies with his clues. If we can figure them out, we'll find the others.
Wait a minute. The Riddler said, tighten your belt. But there's another spelling of the word tighten. T-I-T-A-N. It means a giant. And who's got the most gigantic belt in the galaxy?
Holy constellations, Batman, of course. It's Orion's belt.
Right. And before we all melt must mean our next clue is near the hottest star. Let's go.
Traveling under the protection of Green Lantern's power ring, the Super Friends speed toward the constellation of Orion. Meanwhile, deep within the mysterious black hole in space...
It seems like on this planet, all roads lead to nowhere.
Great goddesses, look! A giant dollhouse.
It must be 300 feet high.
Mama!
That sounded like a baby.
That's no baby. Quick, run for it.
Kiss, kiss, kiss. Playing with dolls at your age? Shame, shame, shame.
Put me down, you oversized mechanical infant.
He's got Black Vulcan.
But not for long, Wonder Woman.
Hurry, we can hide in the house.
Nowhere to hide. Great lightning.
It's a giant mechanical cat.
Quick, up those stairs.
There's no way out. We're trapped.
Great Hera, the cat's spring ran down.
That's right, Super Mice. But you're not out of this yet. This black hole is closing up, and only I know the way out. In a few hours, this planet and the three of you will be sealed into a black oblivion forever!
Meanwhile, in the constellation of Orion, on a planet nearest its hottest star...
The Riddler's next clue must be around here somewhere.
We've been searching for hours. This planet's nothing but jungle.
We can't give up if we're ever going to find Wonder Woman, Hawkman, and Black Vulcan.
Perhaps I can help you.
Who are you?
I am Empress Zena. I know all that happens on my planet.
We're looking for a clue to the whereabouts of our friends.
I'm sure my girls can help you. Janna, Stanazi, Barengo. The sleeping pollen will keep them unconscious for hours. We'll have plenty of time to petrify these beautiful male specimens and add them to our stone menagerie. You have done well, Najura. These strange ones will make a beautiful addition to our collection.
Whatever these weird Amazon women have done, it's turning the rest of the Super Friends into stone. But the atoms in my body are too fluid to solidify. I'll speed up the atomic motion in the others and get us out of here.
What's happening?
Sorry to spoil your plans, Empress,
But we've got better things to do than stand around like stiffs. Great Scott! I think we found our next clue.
You've done well so far, Super Friends. So here's your final clue. Follow your noses and you'll hit the mark. But even when you find them, you'll wind up in the dark.
Follow our noses? But there's nothing in front of us except billions of miles of empty space.
I know, Robin. And Wonder Woman, Black Vulcan, and Hawkman are out there somewhere.
Trillions of miles away at the Hall of Doom. Attention, citizens of the world. We have captured your super friends.
And if you ever want to see them again, send all of the money from your national treasuries to the World International Airport.
Care of the Legion of Doom.
Soon all of the wealth of the world will be coming addressed to us.
And it won't be play money.
Follow your noses and you'll hit the mark. But even when you find them, you'll wind up in the dark. I give up, Batman. The Riddler's clue seems unsolvable.
We've got to solve it, Robin.
Wait a minute, Batman. Look, see that area of no stars?
Of course, Superman. The Riddler said we'd end up in the dark. And that's just what it is in the center of a black hole.
No one knows what's at the core of a black hole. It could be incredibly dangerous.
Dangerous or not, somebody's got to go after them.
Only the power of Superman and myself will have any chance of getting them out and returning.
We'll meet you back here if we succeed.
It looks like the Toy Man left us no way out.
Maybe not, Wonder Woman. Look! Green Lantern and Superman.
There's no time to lose, Superman. This black hole is closing up fast.
But how can we get out? There's no time to find the Toy Man's escape route.
We've only got one chance of escape. It's dangerous, and it's never been tried before.
With the help of my power ring, Superman and I will combine our strength. Stand back.
Wait 3 seconds, then follow as quickly as you can. Let's go.
Look, here they come.
I'm sure we'll find the Legion of Doom up to its usual foul play. Meanwhile, at the World International Airport...
Excellent! The money is coming in by the jetload!
You're clear for approach, Flight 17, provided you have at least $10 million.
We are so wealthy, I can afford to stuff myself with money instead of straw.
Now I can afford to buy out all the toy stores in the world! Yeah, Toy Stories!
What are those strange blips?
I count 11. The Super Friends!
That's right, Luthor. And we're here to collect some taxes on your sudden income.
Black Vulcan and Wonder Woman. I'll fix them.
It's time to give the Riddler and Scarecrow the shock of their lives.
Now I'll finish that feathered super fool.
Well, we finally put an end to their evil game.
And it looks like we are the winners.
That's what you think, Superman. You forgot about my cloaking device that I used to make the Earth disappear.
They vanished.
You foolish super friends. You can't catch us. We've out-riddled you again.
I've got a riddle for you, Riddler. What has 13 heads and belongs in a cage, won't learn its lessons, and worsens with age?
I give up, Batman.
It's simple, Riddler. The Legion of Doom.
And next time, you won't get away.
Grouped together from remote galaxies are 13 of the most sinister villains of all time, the Legion of Doom. Dedicated to a single objective, the conquest of the universe. Only one group dares to challenge this intergalactic threat, the Super Friends. Justice League of America versus the Legion of Doom. This is the Challenge of the Super Friends.
And dismal water of their vast remote swamp, sinister plans are in the making by the ever scheming Legion of Doom.
Me tired, always close to Super Friends. Me go home to Bizarro World, where everything backwards. There, losing equal winning.
Silence, Bizarro, or you'll be the one who loses. Besides, Grodd has devised a plan whereby we'll all be the winners.
Luthor speaks the truth. I have conceived a plan that will enable us to rob the Earth of its greatest historical treasures. And at the same time, we'll rid ourselves of any super friends that try to stop us. My interspatial time conveyor will give us a doorway into the past. Our Legion will soon rule the wealth of the world, and we'll have all the time we need.
Later, at the Hall of Justice.
Batman, we're picking up a trouble alert emergency.
Put it on the big screen.
Super Friends, this is the HMS Scottsfield. We're being raided by Black Manta and...
Sorry to interrupt, Super Friends, but he's right, you know. Gigantic and I are raiding the ship.
Black Manta and that evil, villainous Giganta are up to their tricks again.
Apache Chief and I will handle them.
Instantly, Aquaman and Apache Chief speed toward the distressed ship in the distant Atlantic.
Manta, Aquaman and Apache Chief are approaching.
Excellent. Prepare evasion plan 6.
They're getting away, Apache Chief. You take the Aqua Scooter. I'll swim after them and lead them into you.
Right, Aquaman.
Just this plan. Ready when you are, Grodd. Activating interspatial time conveyor.
Instantly, the Manta ship, Apache Chief, and Aquaman speed through the glowing doorway, traveling back into the past 70 million years.
Great Atlantis, what was that strange field we just passed through?
It must have been some sort of time barrier. Look, a water dinosaur.
Quick, try to make it to shore.
That water dinosaur should take care of those two.
Leaving us free to dig up an incredible prehistoric treasure.
If my aquatic telepathy works on these prehistoric fish, I may be able to stop him.
As Aquaman is drawn closer to the dinosaur's deadly mouth, his telepathic aqua communication summons the strange prehistoric fish.
You diverted him just long enough for me to get away.
We've got to find out what Black Matter and Giganta are up to. Let's try that plateau up ahead.
Soon, one of the world's richest treasures will be ours.
Ron is a genius. Who else would have thought to rob the diamond mines of South Africa before they were even discovered?
It's a lucky thing we discovered you.
You'd better put those diamonds back where they belong, Black Manta.
We don't take orders from super fools. We give them.
It's time to fight size with size. In it, chop!
Great, Ranger. I got the diamonds. Get us to the time conveyor.
We'd better follow them, Apache Chief.
The door through time is gone.
Great Neptune! We're trapped! Millions of years in the past!
Enjoy your stay in 70 million BC!
Meanwhile, back in the 20th century at Mount Rushmore...
This bust of George Washington will look great in our stolen art collection, Sinestro.
Allow me to do the carving, Captain Cold.
Holy stone carvers, Batman! They're stealing the head of George Washington!
Green Lantern and I will handle it, Batman.
Come our two guests right on time.
We won't be needing this anymore.
That sinister Sinestro has purposely dropped the head of Washington. I've got to act fast.
Good catch, Green Lantern.
Thanks, Samurai. And now to catch those two supervillains.
Okay, Grodd, activate the time conveyor.
As Green Lantern and Samurai follow the two villains into the incredible time door, they are all swept back through the strange warp to the time of King Arthur in Camelot.
Great galaxies, we've been led through a warp in time.
Correct, Green Lantern. And I estimate the year at about 500 A.D.
We've got to find out what Sinestro and Captain Cold are up to before the energy in my power ring runs out.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice.
I wonder what's taking the other super friends so long, Batman.
Better check them.
It's a police alert, Batman. I'll switch on the monitor.
The Gorilla and Solomon Grundy are trying to break into the Gotham Treasury. We can't stop them. You've got to help.
We're on our way, Chief.
Later, in Gotham City.
Okay, you two, hold it.
Solomon Grundy, not hold it. Solomon Grundy, hold police car.
That's as far as you go, Grundy.
Now to switch on my time conveyor.
Holy time travelers, Batman! We're in ancient Rome!
Quick, Robin, into the alley.
Later, at the Hall of Justice.
We came as soon as we got word, Superman. What's wrong?
We don't know yet, but the rest of the super friends left on different missions, and now we can't find any of them. They've vanished.
You check the Justice League recorder, Flash. I'll program the satellite scanner.
Meanwhile, in the time of King Arthur...
I
certainly knows his history. The treasure of King Arthur and his knights is right where he said it would be.
Now, to make a quick withdrawal and deposit it in our 20th century bank accounts.
Green Lantern, look! Now I understand what Sinestro and Captain Cold are doing in 500 A.D.
That couldn't have been easier, Sinestro.
Hurry! Let's take it through the time door.
You're not going anywhere, Sinestro, until you return that treasure to its rightful owner.
So my green friend wants to stop us, eh? Well, stop this!
If it's a joust you want, it's a joust you'll get.
Enjoy your stay in merry old England, Super Saps.
The time dwarf, hurry!
It is too late. We are stranded in the past.
And soon to be stranded in King Arthur's dungeon for stealing his kingdom's treasure.
But we stole nothing. We were only...
Silence! Take them away!
There is no point in escaping until we can figure a way to get back to the 20th century.
And that's not going to be easy. Now that the 24-hour charge in my power ring has been used up.
Meanwhile, back in ancient Rome.
Solomon Grundy and Grodd are around here somewhere, Robin.
Holy statue nappers, Batman. There they are.
Hurry, Grundy.
Me right behind you, Grodd.
It's the end of the road, you time-traveling crooks.
You're wasting your time, Batman. But you'll have plenty of time to waste in a few moments. Into the time conveyor.
After them, Robin. It's too late, Batman. They've left and taken the time warp with them.
I think we're in deep trouble, Robin.
More trouble than you can imagine. You're under arrest for stealing the treasures of the Emperor. Take them to the palace.
Batman, what are we going to do?
It's no use, Robin. Grodd did a masterful job of framing us.
These are the ones who dared to steal my treasures.
No, Caesar, we were only...
Enough! You were only robbing the Emperor of Rome and sealing your fate. Take them to the Colosseum. The lions will enjoy them.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice...
It's no use. According to the computer scanner, the other super friends are nowhere in the galaxy.
Stay by the monitor, Hawkman. I'll check the perimeter of the Milky Way. While Superman and Flash make a last desperate attempt to find the other super friends, the Legion of Doom is furthering its evil plans.
All is working perfectly. Not only do we possess the world's richest historical treasures, but we no longer have six of those blasted super friends to contend with.
That still leaves us with five super friends left.
They'll be so busy trying to find their friends, they won't have time to bother us.
Which will give us ample time to make one more historical hijack. We'll return to Sutter's Mill before the gold rush and mine out all of the gold.
We're stranded in the past, Apache Chief. And there's no way the other super friends can possibly find us. It's an earthquake!
No, Aquaman. It's a dinosaur!
Wait, the aqua scooter.
That was close, Aquaman. Where to now?
To the future site of the Hall of Justice. I've got an idea that just may save us.
I've tracked it down exactly, Aquaman. This is the precise location of the Hall of Justice, but what good will it do us?
My Justice League mini radio is powered by a tiny nuclear battery, which will last well over 100 million years.
Black Manta said we were in 70 million B.C. All we have to do is add 1,978 years plus 252 days and set the mini radio to give off a trouble alert signal at that time.
Of course, Aquaman. Then if we bury it under the Hall of Justice, the Super Friend should receive the signal in the future.
It's our only chance.
Millions of years into the future at the Hall of Justice.
It's the Trouble Alert Distress Call.
We're getting an emergency signal, but no verbal message.
I'll try to locate the source of the signal on the satellite direction finder. That's strange. The signal is coming from directly beneath the Hall of Justice.
It must be malfunctioning.
No, it's working perfectly, Black Vulcan. I've spotted the source of the signal. Great Scott! It's Aquaman's radio.
But how did it get buried beneath the Hall of Justice?
This crusty rock might give us a clue.
Later, at the Geological Research Center...
The analysis is complete, Superman. Carbon-14 dating of the dirt on Aquaman's radio indicates it was buried in the Cretaceous period exactly 70,001,978 years ago.
Of course. We couldn't find the other super friends because they're all stuck in the past.
Flash is right. And with my super speed, I can handle the situation.
Increasing his speed to beyond the barrier of light, Superman passes through a warp in time. Continuing back into the distant past.
Superman, you found us.
Your little radio trick worked perfectly, Aquaman. Now all we have to do is get back into the future.
There's little time. We've got to rescue the other super friends.
This Geiger counter is adjusted to react to the radioactive batteries in our mini radios. With it, I can detect the exact location of the other super friends as I pass through the time barrier.
In Camelot.
There's nothing we can do, Samurai. Even if we broke out, there's no way we could return to the future without my power ring.
Superman!
Pardon my rude entry, but there's little time. Let's go.
Later, at the Colosseum in Rome.
Release the lion!
Lion tamers Batman. Without our utility belts, we're in trouble.
Steady, Robin.
The gods have descended on us.
Sorry to interrupt your games, Batman.
Anytime, Superman. Let's get out of here.
Later, at the Hall of Justice. Now that we're all back in the present, we'd better find out what the Legion of Doom is up to.
I'll program the Justice League crime computer to calculate the Legion's next plan of attack.
The computer indicates the Legion of Doom's next target will be Sutter's Mill, January 23rd, 1848, the day before gold was discovered.
Of course, he plans on mining the gold before the 49ers.
Now that my power ring is recharged, we can use it to travel back into time and set a trap for those super criminals. Later, at Sutter's Mill.
Sinestro, Giganta, you take the south fork of the river. Black Manta and I will mine the gold from the northern region, upriver.
I don't know about mining the gold, Grodd, but we'd be glad to send you up the river.
It's the Super Friends. I'll take care of them.
Looks like I've got you two in the cooler.
This will fix you, super fools.
Let's see how fast I am on the draw. Now to treat those villains for shipping back to prison.
Super friends not get away so easy.
Quick, Robin. The bat cables.
He's got us, Batman.
but not for long, Robin. Use your bat loop. I think Grundy and Sinestro have more money than they know what to do with.
They will not have anywhere to spend it where they are going.
Wrong, super friends. My time conveyor is programmed with an emergency escape activator. We'll see you in the future.
Holy vanishing acts! They're getting away! Come on!
Hold it, Robin. We'll take care of them in the future. And any other time they try to spread their injustice in the domain of the super friends.